Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Matt Blake is going to come over here. We've got a lot of... Thank you, Max. Matt Blake, pitching coach. Serious young man. That's terrific. We love that.
That's right.
You know what? When Roger Clemens came over here, this is Matt Blake, pitching coach. When Roger Clemens came over here, first thing out of Mel Stottlemyre's mouth to me was, boy, I just became a much better pitching coach.
There's no doubt about
Max
that.
Max Fried just walked in the door and has a Yankee uniform on.
Absolutely. You know, that is Cash always makes us look smarter when he brings guys like that in.
Well, what is it about him? Because he just told us that he was really looking forward to this pitching lab and tinkering and all those kinds of things. What is it like to have someone that is like that, that's really important here?
Well, I think with Max, he can do so many different things with the baseball. He's got, you know, seven different pitches, and I think the ability to put some information in front of him about what makes those pitches good, how do we keep them the best version of those pitches, maybe where are some rooms to adapt, and I think that's maybe something he hasn't been as exposed to, which is kind of our wheelhouse, so I think it's a good match there.
Okay, the one thing, and one of the things I sort of made light of last year when the bullpen the bullpen blew up and Matt Blake put it back together and things. Well, it's not blown up, but
right.
There are people that are gone.
Right.
Now, obviously, Devin Williams is a big part of this. But what is everybody else that's left? And, of course, there are people that are free agents that were here that we hope are back. But when you look at that, are there people in the minor leagues that can take those, that will be vying for those spots? Or does everybody go into different roles now?
Well, I think obviously at the back end you've got Williams and Weaver, which is a good combo to start with. Obviously, we need to get Ian Hamilton to stay on the field more consistently this year. He can be a big weapon for us. Leiter came on strong in the postseason, and we want to build on that. I think that was great to see how he handled those moments. Clayton Beater's a guy that obviously stands out as maybe didn't get a lot of opportunities with us, but has the ability to be a higher leverage guy with some swing and miss. So that's a guy we got to build into the mix. And I think just going forward, like getting Loaisa back could be huge for us. It's a guy that we've really loved having, can throw a lot of different innings for us, and one of the best right-handers in the league when he's right.
Well, when he's right is a big thing, because
he's
hurt a lot. Is that something that you guys took into account with him? You expect him to stay healthy? Because he hasn't been healthy since he's been here.
Yeah, I mean, he had the 22 where he had a really good run with us.
Right.
Last year, obviously, missed quite a bit of time just the first weekend. But, you know, I think getting the elbow right with surgery and doing a thorough job with the rehab, I think not rushing him back in will be important, and making sure he's got a good base when he's ready to come and pitch for us in Yankee Stadium.
Well, and the interesting, now you look at this rotation, and you can never have too much pitching, I understand, but right now there's too much pitching. So obviously Clark Schmidt showed what he can do. Marcus Stroman, are there other things that he can do? Can he be back and forth a kind of swing guy if he's still here? I don't know what they're going to do, but can you see roles for everybody that's here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we haven't had those conversations yet. It's nice to have the idea that we'll have six healthy starters going into camp, and then, you know, ultimately what you break with will determine, you know, who's in the rotation versus the bullpen. But I do think, you know, those guys, if it comes down to it, do have the ability to go to the pen and impact us that way as well. Time will tell. Obviously, we got to get there, and, you know, having six starters is a blessing right now.
What was your feeling when you heard that Max Fried was going to sign here? I'd like the first impression from the pitching coach when someone like this just walks in the door.
That's a good pivot. That's a good start. So I think I really like Max. The fact that he's, such a good competitor. He's got a track record of success of the team that's gone deep in the postseason. I think that the fact that the Zoom call did go well and it resonated for, I think, everyone on the call that this could be a good match and there's some opportunity for a guy with as much pedigree as he has of performing that there's room to grow and get better with us, which is important.
When you talk to him and everybody talks about can he play in New York, this wouldn't even enter my head just talking to him and seeing what's important to him pitching that he could pitch in this place.
Yeah, I think he just seems like a steady personality, very, serious in his demeanor. I feel like the thing that I liked most is he attacks the strike zone and he minimizes contact quality. So, playing in this park, that's important. And I think in this league too, having a lefty that can get both lefties and righties out, we get a lot of platoon matchups that, he's going to get, 7-8 righties. So I do think he's flexible in how he goes after hitters, which is important.
Well, we're going to be the last people in this room. So I think I'll let you go get the lunch. Matt Blake, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
Happy New Year. Happy holidays. We'll see you in Tampa.
All right. Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.